after the hour. Good Day presents Good Day Health. This hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, Nuka chiropractor from Salt Lake City. Nuka is the full spine approach to taking care of yourself. I have to share a couple of things with you about my spine, one of the reasons I have to come see you, in fact. But I also want to tell you and bring people into a system or a system. I don't know if a system, if this represents a system, but it's a situation that I found myself in as I'm going through the treatment for Lyme disease, which we've talked about here before. I'm taking a very powerful antibiotic. As a result, I have countered the antibiotic with a probiotic or a course of probiotics, and I consider among the probiotics, whether I'm doing this or not, the long-life energy enzymes are an important part of this. But I've gone one step further over the weekend. I decided I would start a cleansing of my system, of my gut, because I have read and seen about four or five different things over the past week or 10 days, Jack, that lead me to believe, I'm always skeptical about antibiotics anyway and what they do to what you need in your gut to keep you able to digest things and protect yourself. All the things that you need to have a strong immune system are wiped out when you're taking an antibiotic. And I don't think most people, or many, too many people, more are aware now than used to be. But most people don't think about having a probiotic regime when they're taking an antibiotic. And so then that coupled with some things that I've seen and read, I decided to do a cleansing. So I started doing it yesterday, and I'm taking some things, and I will tell you that my stomach is, I'm hearing, I got googles and gurgles and goggles.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can feel going on inside of your stomach. I haven't felt this for a long, long time. Last time I felt it, I think I had a really upset stomach. I don't feel like I have an upset stomach, but every once in a while there's a sharp pain that grabs me, and I feel like I need to go to the bathroom. But more than that, I'm sitting here, I'm surprised even on the microphone you can't hear me gurgling. Kara, have you heard any gurgling from my stomach during the course of the program?
Not from your stomach. I've heard some other weird noises. No, but
well, so I guess I would like to spend a few minutes talking about cleansing and the practicality of cleansing and the different types of cleansings that are around. I know Standard Process has something you had me do a couple of years ago with a powder.
Yeah, several.
Yeah, right. So the whys and wherefores, am I wise to be doing a cleansing because I'm concerned about the impact of the antibiotics and taking the probiotics and then other things? I don't feel like it's enough. And I don't know why I don't feel like it's enough. I guess I've been influenced by a lot of these things that I've been seeing online for various products. One of the things that startled me, although I guess it makes sense, is taking a point of view where everything that has a skin on it needs to be taken out of your diet. Tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, things
where,
that...
Where are you reading that?
I'll tell you. I can't remember the name of it.
It's good to wash the skin off, but in a lot of these types of fruits and vegetables, the greater concentration of minerals is in the skin, especially an apple.
But suppose... No, it's not apple. This is stuff... That is, I forget whether, I'll go back and find what the reference is, but it's it refers to these products as a particular type of plant, and that the only thing that's good for you is what's inside, not the outside. Take the skin off. I always thought the skin of the potato was supposed to be the best part of it, but
well, like a nightshade, if it's in the nightshade family.
Nightshade, yes, right.
Yeah, yep. It's kind of, it can be dangerous, that's true.
Yeah. Right. All right. And tomatoes the same, peppers the same.
Yep. Yep.
That sort of thing. So it's you know, maybe you can find something wrong with anything if you want to, I suppose, under the circumstances. But I guess I just wonder about cleansing and doing it the right way. When I took the Standard Process thing, I don't remember gurgling and googling and banging.
Well, it's more gentle. A lot of cleanses can be awfully rough. But the thing to remember about a cleanse is the whole idea behind a cleanse is that anything you eat or drink is, well, not everything you drink, but everything you eat is going to go through the liver before it hits the bloodstream. Anything that you eat, when it's digested in the gut, is going to go through something called the portal system, which goes back to the liver because nature does not trust you to eat correctly. So it wants to filter what you're eating. And when you have the modern-day type of foods that are out there that are loaded with preservatives and mold inhibitors and color mm-hmm. stabilizers and all the other stuff that's involved with shelf life. That stuff kind of, some of it slips through the liver, but the liver grabs a whole lot of it, and the liver itself can become toxic, can become congested.
Mm-hmm. Compromised.
And that's the idea yeah. behind cleansing. But the thing is, if you have a compromised gut, if you have a leaky gut, if you've got a gut that needs a good GAPS therapy, the things that you cleanse could end up going right back through the gut, back into the bloodstream, which is why some people can have a really hard time doing a cleanse because they got the cart before the horse.
Really?
And all that gurgling.
How do you mean?
Well, they need to heal the wall. They need to heal and seal the wall of the gut first, mm-hmm. which could, you know, a week, maybe 10 days is all
well,
that takes.
Well, does taking an antibiotic disrupt the wall of the gut?
An antibiotic disrupts everything. Mm-hmm. Just like chemotherapy doesn't just target cancer cells, it kills mm-hmm. all cells.
Everything. Yeah.
Antibiotics don't just kill bacteria and the microbes you're trying to go after. They kill everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
and
you need the probiotic.
Well, antibiotics, and that's why we put a probiotic in our enzymes. Long Life mm-hmm. Energy Enzymes has a probiotic with it. Mm-hmm. So we try to cover as many bases as possible with that.
So is that enough to do a cleansing, or do you think that under the circumstance, I must be feeling something? You know, there's an inherent instinctive feeling that people have about their bodies if they're in touch with their bodies. And I just felt like it was time for me to clean out a lot of stuff. And one of the things that also came about as a result of watching this particular video from this doctor, whose name I think was, I want to say Gundry. Yeah, it was Gundry, G-U-N-D-R-Y. Peanuts and cashews that I have eaten all of my life. I love, and I have a bowl of them around. So when I need a snack, I eat them. He says they're horrible for you. Meredith told me, you know, we were talking about it a couple of weeks ago, and the number, you know, you have more than a handful, and it adds to your waistline because there's a lot of fat in it. But this guy says stay away from them altogether because they're not good. Pistachios are good for you and almonds are good for you, but those others are not.
Well, remember this. And we do not have the digestive capability to digest roasted nuts, no matter how good they taste. Once they've been roasted and the oil in those nuts have been altered by that high temperature, we really do not have the digestive system to handle roasted nuts.
So now, where do they go?
Your body does the best. Your body does the best it can with it, but a lot of it's just going to get on through the system.
Is that like
but
corn,
those bad oils?
Starches, yeah.
Those bad oils will have a way of the liver is going to hold on to that stuff, and it's going mm-hmm. to try to break it down. The liver is constantly making different kinds of chemical compounds to break down what we've been eating. It's the whole principle behind when people start using recreational drugs, not the synthetic type, but the stuff that comes from plants.
Yeah,
and the same thing with opioid-based drugs. After a while, they begin to be less and less effective because the liver has developed, by the intelligence within the liver, has developed enzymes to break down those chemical compounds that it knows doesn't belong inside the body. Mm-hmm. And it will do the same thing with various kinds of foods that have been altered, especially by any kind of process that heats it. And then the thing about roasted nuts is they're covered with these salts. Yeah. Different kinds of salt and flavoring and MSG and a bunch of other things to get you to buy this stuff. And I know I have a flavor for roasted nuts myself, but I avoid it as much as I can because I know I feel sluggish and tired a few hours after I start eating something that's got roasted oils in it.
Yeah, they don't slow me down. I have very little that slows me down now or ever has, frankly. But I will tell you, one of the things that is becoming more of a focus or a factor in my life. Maybe it happens. I mean, it's always happened when I was on the West Coast because when I do my radio program, I get up at 1 o'clock in the morning. And so by the time I'm done and I do my work, which is 2 or 3 hours afterwards, I take a nap for an hour or so. And it makes me feel really energized, charged up for the rest of the day. I try to do that on the farm, but I don't always have the luck of doing that. So that, I think, keeps me from getting sluggish. But I don't feel sluggish, and yet when I talk to people who are experts, this Lyme disease thing, having Lyme disease is supposed to wear you out. It's supposed to tear, you know, your intestines apart. It's supposed to tear your joints apart. It's supposed to knock you for a bite. It doesn't bother me at all.
Just because you test positive for the presence of the Lyme microbe doesn't mean that you have Lyme's disease. It may well be that your immune system is keeping it at bay, whereas in somebody else, their body is just overrun with the whole thing, and they can't get out of bed.
Yeah, right. So that's why I'm thankful that I have a strong immune system.
Well, sure.
A lot of things that you've helped me with.
We could test you for tuberculosis, and to some degree, you'll be positive. Mm-hmm. We could test you for AIDS. To some degree, you'll be positive. Great. We can test you for various kinds of pneumonia. To some degree, you'll
be... Now, this was screeching.
Because we have all been exposed to this stuff.
Yeah, but you don't have on your blood work what you got from me. You saw... What the guy said.
No,
you know,
I haven't had that extensive test done on me, but I have very little testing done on me.
Yeah. Jack is here in part because of the service and help that we get from the folks that bring you beets that make everything in your life better. Super beets. All of the things that are a part of your health and well-being can be enhanced by using super beets. I think it's pretty much that simple. That simple and straightforward. Super beets, easiest way to get natural dietary nitrates, put a scoop in a glass of water or a smoothie and drink it down. Here's how you get it. 800-655-4183. Sign up today and get 30-day supply of Super Beets free. 800-655-4183.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. It's a big question for people in pain.
How can we move forward so that we do not let our life be defined by this pain?
Resiliency expert Dr. Amit Sood says it starts with not judging yourself for the pain and, when possible, finding meaning in it.
Every second, 5 babies are born, but women don't say it's suffering because there's meaning behind it.
For example, there may be meaning in the pain you feel in recovering from surgery or in doing physical therapy.
There are times when my pain today is actually going to prevent a worse pain later.
Dr. Sood says it's also important for people in pain to choose battles carefully.
We start fighting battles that we cannot win, and that's how we lose our energy.
He says it's better to use your energy for proven pain therapies.
Mindfulness meditation has been shown to be beneficial.
Massage, Tai Chi, and yoga can help alleviate pain. And Dr. Sood says rest is best. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us see America as the land of opportunity. But if you teach at the University of California, you'd better not say so. It's one of a number of prohibited phrases now. Ordinary thoughts such as, everyone can succeed if they work hard enough, are now called microaggressions, considered examples of subconscious racism. So, in the hiring process, deans are not allowed to ask normal questions like, where are you from? Or worse yet, to say, the most qualified person should get the job. University officials should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom of thought, opinion, and expression is a bedrock principle of American society. Is someone's twisted view of political correctness more important than preserving our freedom?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
We've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Yeah. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here, they open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, cool. You didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Running 3 and change after the hour. This is the Good Day program, Good Day Health, with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Thank you for being here. You can thank us. We'll thank you. It's a good two-way street. We're here offering a good service, information from a gentleman who is very well-versed in all sorts of medical process and procedure. I have great regard for Jack and his wife, Mary, and their podcast, the things that you can find at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Every week there is a new podcast. This week's podcast is focusing on the liver and what happens if the liver's not functioning correctly. You can lose your hair. There's a lot of things in this. Why did you have so many in this? Well, why don't these take are, a little bit at a time?
Yeah, there's multiple topics in the latest podcast because we are answering listeners' questions.
Ah.
So we spend a few minutes here, a few minutes there on different topics. Hemorrhoids, liver rebuilding, varicose veins, thinning hair, colicky baby, eczema in the baby, prenatal health, heartburn, tingling, restless legs, parathyroid, hormone replacement.
Questions
dementia.
From listeners.
Yeah, we just spend a few moments on these particular questions that help them to turn them
so
back to themselves.
So people have questions. How do they get this? Is there an email address? Or how do you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and send
exactly.
the questions through that?
That's right. ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Is there a question page? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is a website that opens up your mind and your eyes to lots of things that are going on in medicine in a community that has great expertise. And if you check out this website every week and the podcast, I think you'll be ahead of the game. I've been listening and learning. I think I've found myself more and more listening to things online. I'm not one who looks for podcasts or even listens much. I mean, I find I'm on TuneIn Radio and Blog Talk Radio and all these other sources, iHeart Radio. So every once in a while I nose around, but I'll find something that I want to listen to that I may not have paid, even if I've done the interview. I may not have paid as close attention to the information
sure.
as I want to because I'm distracted by of some other things that are going on, so it gives me a chance to go listen. And these podcasts, the Forbidden Doctor podcasts, are so fabulous because they touch on so many different things, and so many tens of thousands of people all around the country and all around the world listen to them every week. It's a great way for you to get a focus.
And thanks to your show, it takes a while to put these podcasts together, but what is really beginning to be time demanding is answering questions, because with your show, that availability of ForbiddenDoctor.com is spreading,
mm-hmm.
and so you just send it into info@ForbiddenDoctor.com, your email address, info@ForbiddenDoctor.com, and we try to answer as many questions as we can as quickly as we can. I think we spent a day and a half just here the other day answering questions, and we're still behind.
Yeah. Well,
and so
questions.
A lot of questions that come in are always about these enzymes. Not always, but a lot of them are about the enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
And, we put that enzyme together in a three month package. It's expensive because it's a 3 month supply. And what we finally realized with a lot of people, they don't need a 3 month supply. They only need a week or 2 to 3 weeks before big changes start happening.
So you know, I take them all the time. I just stay on it. Some people stay on it, but you don't think we're supposed to stay on it all the time?
No. You stay on it. It's just that we want to clear out the existing. And we don't have that many left, but we want to clear out the existing supply we have so we can repackage them in one-month bottles so the price entry drops way down. Mm-hmm. That's why we've got this incredible coupon, special. I guess. The special that's going on right now is that at you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. And you use the you order the enzymes, and you just use the coupon code LEESALE, L-E-E, SALE, LEESALE. It's in the latest podcast, but for those of your listeners who haven't heard it, just L-E-E, SALE, and it's marked down to from $189 to $125.
At ForbiddenDoctor.com, 28 past the hour.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
February is Black History Month, a time when we honor the achievements of African Americans throughout history. AT&T has partnered with noted historian and Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Dr. Henry Louis Gates Jr. to celebrate with the 28 Days program.
Black people have been at the forefront of technology as far back as when Louis Latimer drafted plans for the first telephone. I'm proud to be working with AT&T so that the stories of black trailblazers in the arts, business, and STEM continue to be shared and hopefully inspire the next generation of innovators.
AT&T 28 Days highlights modern-day pioneers in the Those Who Dare video series, now available online. Visitors to the website can also learn more about black excellence via interactive albums. Dr. Gates invites viewers to check out his new TV series, Africa's Great Civilizations, a journey of 200,000 years of culture, premiering February 27th on PBS. For more black history facts, visit att.com/28days.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Using Groupon, you can save a ton of money on what you do every day, like painting classes, concerts, escape room games, and more. Now, it's not literally a ton of money. That would be 2,000 pounds of money. It's more like saving up to $100 a week. Going bowling? Check Groupon. Taking the kids to the trampoline place? Check Groupon. Headed to museums, water slides, and tons of other nearby things to do? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing.
Sunny Day Radio, that's what this is. Good stuff at your service, on your side. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have my friend Dr. Jack Stockwell here in this hour of Good Day Health. Practical overview of what's going on in the world of more natural medicine. Those of you who are just reading a note to you, Jack, from one of our listeners about having a cold, the things that are symptoms of cold. This fellow says his doctor told him that because it is cold, he went to the doctor because he had a cold. But the doctor says because of the impact of cold on your body, you are developing Raynaud's. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Raynaud's.
It's an Raynaud's autoimmune syndrome. Disease.
Yep.
It manifests by presenting dots and stuff on your skin, right? I remember my father had it for a while when he was
older. Yeah, numbness, tingling in the fingers, and cold extremities, and there's a lot of things that are associated with that.
Yeah. This guy's wondering, his doctor told him that he might have deficiency, iron deficiency, and anemia as a result of that. Is that part of the... I mean, it's all about circulation, isn't it?
Well, that has an awful lot to do with it, but there are bacteria species that digest iron. And the problem is that if you get an overgrowth of the iron-loving bacteria in your gut, the iron will not get into the bloodstream from your food supplies. The bacteria is going to eat it. That can easily develop weakness, tiredness, and anemia that can lead to even worse problems than that. And again, this comes back to a reconditioning of the gut. Podcasts 4, 42, and 43 address how easy it is in as little as 7 to 10 days for a lot of people to be able to recondition the wall of the gut. The wall of your gut is what separates your body, the inside of your body, from the outside world. It's kind of odd. You think of the intestines inside of you as being a part of the inside of you, but it isn't. You've got this hollow tube from the top to the bottom. And from the mucosal lining inside of your mouth all the way down to the trap door at the bottom, things move in and out of that tissue. And as long as the police are on guard on the walls of that tissue, you're pretty well safe from the outside world. Mm-hmm. But because of malnutrition and the kinds of things that we choose to eat that cause an overgrowth of this bacteria or an undergrowth of that bacteria, of which there's over 1,000 species in us, we'll get these kinds of manifestations. Raynaud's also has a structural component to it as well, and he would do well to find a chiropractor who specializes in the top bone of the neck, in the atlas. NUCA, like I do. You can go to NUCA.org to find a NUCA doctor.
NUCCA.org.
Right.
NUCCA.
I've got, maybe a half a dozen Raynaud's symptom people I've seen over last 4, 5, 6 years. Hmm. I'll usually see one at least once a year. And they usually respond well to some dietary changes as well as a structural correction that allows the nervous system to reset itself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have Raynaud's because you don't have enough drugs in you any more than you have heart disease because you don't have enough drugs in you. And all
you have
of
heart
these
disease, it means you don't have any heart.
Yeah. There you go. Most of these things have a nutritional component to it or a malnutritional component.
Yeah. All right. I decided I was going to give you and Kara a quiz.
All right.
All right.
I'm ready.
Everybody ready?
You ready,
for this?
Kara?
I have a
I
number.
I don't know if I'm ready, but I'll go for it.
Five questions. Let's see how well you do. And those of you listening at home, see how well you do with these five questions. Question number one: natural treatments with documented efficacy for ulcerative colitis include all of the following except one. Curcumin, comfrey, omega-3 fish oil, aloe vera, or all of the above? Want me to repeat it? Natural treatments with documented proof, maybe is a better way of saying it, for ulcerative colitis include all but one of the following. Curcumin is A, comfrey is B, omega-3 fish oil is C, aloe vera is D, and E is all of the above. All right? Yeah, we'll let Lady first, Kara. Let Kara pick which one she
I've never heard of comfrey before, so I'll say it's not that one.
All right. Jack, what do you say?
Now, the answer is it doesn't have anything to do with helping ulcerative colitis, right?
Yes, that's right. It does not include.
It's a toss-up between aloe vera and comfrey. I'll take comfrey, even though she looked at it differently.
Yeah. You are both right. Comfrey.
What a copycat,
I never heard
Jack.
Of it either before. I don't even know what
right.
it is.
Right.
I never heard of it
well,
before.
Comfrey actually is a very powerful healing agent, but it has a tendency to build up inside the liver, so the FDA has been down on comfrey.
Ah.
And so while it was big 20 years ago, you don't hear too much about it now.
No, let's hear it for the FDA. All right, next question. Arguments against routine mammogram screening of women include all of the following except... mammograms are known to miss cancers some of the time. B, the cumulative radiation burden of numerous mammograms over the course of a woman's life may contribute to cancer risk. C, mammograms may discover cancers that don't need to be treated. D, mammograms lead to unnecessary procedures and apprehension in women who don't have breast cancer. And E, all of the above are correct. You want me to repeat, or are you okay?
No, I'm okay.
So these are arguments against having
a mammogram.
Mammogram?
Yes.
The one where it discovers cancers that don't need to be?
Yeah, that's kind of obvious.
Mammograms are known to miss cancers.
No, I think it was C. Right. What was it?
It was C.
Mammograms may discover cancers that don't need to be treated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You agree with that, Jack?
Yeah.
Really? It's A is the answer. Mammograms are known to miss cancers some of the time.
Yeah, they do miss cancers.
But I think you're right about, see, I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
They may discover cancers.
They miss cancers all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now, that doesn't mean...
Well, I'm confused about what the question is then.
Well, it's badly written.
Yeah.
It couldn't be the way Doug said it.
No, of course
not. It has to be badly
written.
The way it
was written.
The correct answer is C. They may say it's A, but it's C.
Okay. All right, let's see.
That's from the mountaintop now.
It's all right. High on a mountaintop in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Artificial sweeteners have been shown to contribute to obesity for all of the following reasons except, and the choices are A, they disrupt the microbiome, which has an effect on absorption and metabolism, B, they penetrate cravings, which result in compensatory overeating, C, they aren't really zero calorie as claimed, D, none of the above are true, A, B, and C are all true.
What was the question one more time?
Artificial sweeteners have been shown to contribute to obesity for all of the following reasons, except...
I'm going to go with E, all of
the
above.
A, B, and C are all true. Jack, what do you say?
I agree with her. I think it's E.
The answer the writers of the... The quiz says C.
Where it's no calories?
Yeah, they aren't really
zero. I was
zero
thinking about that one, but the other ones seem to make sense to me, too. So,
see, that's a tricky question because they may print it as zero calories, but it does not have a zero-calorie effect.
Mm-hmm. This, by the way, this cleansing that I'm on, the author of the cleansing says that any kind of sweetener, no matter what it is bad for your gut, and stevia especially.
They say stevia is bad.
Stevia is bad for your gut.
There are reports out there that
Splenda,
say that some stevia has fluoride in it.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
even if the sweetener itself isn't bad for you, I mean, isn't it that people think that they're basically eating? They go and eat more things with more sweetness in them because they think that they're restricting calories with whatever they're...
Chocolate is chocolate, folks. Chocolate.
Yeah, and it's part of the trap of low-fat, the nonsense of low-fat foods. Mm-hmm. When you read the label, they're loaded in carbs. They're loaded in sugar to make up for the fact that there's lower fat. Mm-hmm. But fat, the fatness of life, the fat of the land, the fat paycheck, I mean, this comes from decades and centuries ago that the real richness of food is found in the fat. You just got to make sure you get the right kind of fats because the market is loaded with these, overly processed vegetable-based fats that are just garbage.
Olive oil is really good no matter how you...
We'll
do one more question. All right, to support bone metabolism and to prevent osteoporosis... Blood levels of 25-OH vitamin D should be at least A, 20, B, 40, C, 60, D, 80, E, 100. Most people don't even know that they need vitamin D, never mind how much they need. You want me to read the question again, or are you okay? Supporting bone metabolism.
That's going to be a guess anyway.
Yeah, I have no idea what any of that means.
I think it's 20. I think it's A, but
I'll say 40. Why not?
40. Kara's by Dr. Kara, you just replaced Jack Stockwell on the Good Day Health program. The right answer to that question.
40, huh?
It's worth, all of these things are worth consideration, and that's what we're bringing you is consideration. 44 past the hour, considering your health on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
Good Day Health with Doug Steffen. This is a story that may be something that affects you no matter whether you believe in traditional medicine or homeopathic medicine. The Twitter review that you, using Twitter and how it can tell you about your health, something that as you look at the most tweeted items, the most tweeted food in our country as of last year, was coffee. More people interested in finding out about coffee than beer or pizza. Wow, that's an interesting review. So what does that tell us about our health? Besides hinting at which foods are popular, tweets reveal something about our health as well. Scientists surveyed nearly 80 million Twitter messages that were geotagged over the last year. They analyzed tweets mentioning food. They found the tweets from poor neighborhoods and regions with large households were less likely to mention healthy foods. Also, people in areas dense with fast food restaurants tweeted more often about fast food. This is an interesting clue as to how our neighborhoods, the environment we live in, that we work in, that we play in, impacts our health and well-being. Areas with more chatter about walking, dancing, running, other physical activities had fewer deaths and lower rates of obesity. Isn't that interesting? Positive sentiments toward healthy foods also broadly related to fewer deaths and lower rates of chronic health conditions. Sentiments toward healthy food. What does that bring around? There's more research needed, so say the writers of this paper, because Twitter users mostly are between, what, 18 and 49, the millennials plus. So there's not a lot of data on those that are older using Twitter. But I thought that was an interesting thing anecdotally to pass along here, as it does have to do with our health and well-being. All right, here we are at 46 past the hour, and this is the Good Day Health Hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Each week, we have 2 hours devoted to your health and well-being, one of them with Jack, who is the author with his wife of All Things Important at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There's a podcast, newsletter, information about things that you need to keep sort of on the top of your mind, including the products that he has based on what his patients at his clinic in Salt Lake City need. And he's sort of proven the case with them, and then he offers them to you after they've been all sort of privileged and approved by the local group there. There are all kinds of great things in long life energy enzymes that have been compounded by Jack, the probiotics that I was talking about before. So if you need some of these things, and you all do, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, use the code Doug for 10% off. And then there's a special code. Can they use both of these codes?
No, just the other one is only for about another week.
Okay.
And that's the really killer one because, as I was saying earlier, we want to clear out the 3 month supply bottles that we just, I think we picked them up just like three or four months ago. They're good for 2 years, but we want to clear them out so that we have the funding to make a whole bunch of much smaller bottles, so that more people can get them, because the threshold cost will be a lot lower. So there, if you use the coupon code LEESALE, L-E-E, standing for Long Life Energy Enzymes, L-E-E-SALE, when you purchase them at ForbiddenDoctor.com, they're marked down from $189 down to $125 for a three-month supply of these incredible enzymes that I created for me. As we've talked about before, I had some indication of some early pancreatic warnings 3 years ago. And so I went searching for something that I felt would take care of my pancreas. I couldn't find it. I searched Amazon. I searched health food stores. So I had to put my own together. And I went and had a complete pancreas MRI study at Christmas time. And the report came back and said, your pancreas is fine. Kidney's fine, liver's fine, you got a few gallstones, but everything inside the gut area looks beautiful. And the normal retail, the normal retail is $210 for a three-month supply. We've got it almost cut in half down to $125 for about another week.
Use Lee.
Lee right? Sale.
Lee Sale. Lee Sale at ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's pretty simple, straightforward. Yeah. But the podcast also is something you shouldn't be missing at all. This is a real niche that Jack and Mary have found that really is very helpful, because they do like I do. People who love what they do spend their lives doing it. And Jack and Mary, believe me, they're never off the clock. They're always talking about it at home, in the car. What do we do about this? How do we fix that? I know, because I ride in the car and I've been to their house. So I know how boring it is. 10 before the hour.
Do you know someone who has a drinking problem or drug addiction? Well, you know what comes next.
If you or someone close to you has a bad drinking or drug problem, and they have private health insurance, free help may be available. Call a recovering addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline. They'll help you get clean and sober and give you a total rehab in a beautiful five-star treatment facility. It's like a vacation, but a clean vacation. If you have private health insurance, quitting drugs, quitting alcohol, and getting sober is just a free call away. Sorry, we don't accept Medicare or Medicaid. Make this free, confidential call now, before someone dies.
866-490-3992, 866-490-3992, 866-490-3992, 866-490-3992.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Now, 53 after the hour, today's Good Day Health Hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell, with a focus on an alternative way, presenting alternative ideas for those of you who have various maladies. And you can send a note along. I'm looking at a lot of questions here, Jack, that you're getting. It's Doug at DougStefan.com or Jack at JackStockwell.com if you want to send them directly to him.
Well, the best thing is info at ForbiddenDoctor.com, because those get scanned almost daily.
Got it. Okay, info at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So here I have a question, interestingly enough, that relates to our product Superbeets. This is about dietary nitrate, whether this supplement is the best or not. There are a lot of supplements around, apparently, that are basically built around dietary nitrates from red beets. And they help to rev up nitric oxide pathways, promoting circulation. So all these products incorporate the extract of beets. And so there are other things, apparently, that are good, though, that will help you in this. I'm looking at a study now that will help to enhance your body's ability to heal itself. That's really what this is all about. So when we talk about super beets and getting a 3 or 4 month supply, it's like a lot of other things. You really can't get it taken care of in one try, 1 month. The thing that's good about the super beets is that the nitrate opens up the arteries so the blood can flow. If you take it every day, you're going to clean out a lot of the garbage that's in and opening up and making. And that's really what we're trying to do, to help you live a longer life by safely, effectively enhancing your body by getting the blood everywhere, and that's what Super Beets does. So if you would like to get in on this, the first ground level of this, you go to DougLikesBeets.com. You want to order them there, that's cool. Or 800-655-4183. I'm always curious, Jack, when I look at the nitrate content of various vegetables. There's a lot of nitrates in green vegetables, but the one that has three times more than anything else are the beets. And what they do is cook non-GMO beets. They then dry them and powder them, and you get them in that canister. One canister lasts about a month. So if you'd like to get a free 30-day supply with your first order of, I think it's 3 months supply when you're on board for the first time, call 800-655-4183. 4183. Jack recommends these. Everybody that has anything to do with this program who's been on Super Beats really feels like this.
Well, there's another great advantage to beets in your diet, whether, you know, you're cooking them or roasting them or you're using Super Beets. Mm-hmm. It's not just that it supplies the nitrates so your body can make the nitric oxide to allow the blood vessels to expand and dilate. Beets also thin the bile.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are having any kind of biliary problems, digestion of fats or things like this, if they, the use of beets, bile is made in the liver, then it's transported to the gallbladder for storage so that when you have an extra dose of fat in your food, it can release an extra amount of bile. It has been shown clearly that diets heavy in processed carbohydrates cause the bile to be sluggish, a high viscosity. It's more of a muck than a flowing fluid like it needs to be. And what bile does is it emulsifies the fats. In other words, it makes the fats capable of being mixed with the water, which is the primary material moving through the small intestine. And so, you know, like you mix oil and water, the oil separates and goes to the top and the water goes to the bottom. You can't have that in the gut. The oil has got to mix with water. Their fats have got to mix with water, and that's what the bile makes possible. And when the bile is thin and fluidy and flows easy, then your fat digestion and fat absorption is much, much more efficient. And that's one of the best things that beets can do for you, besides providing the nitrate for nitric oxide in the arteries.
And that's basically why the body provides a perfect backup plan for NO production using Super Beets.
Yeah.
So take Jack's advice, my advice, our experience teaches us this is a product that actually works, does what it says it's going to do. So call 800-655-4183 or order them online at DougLikesBeats.com. Jack, in part brought to you by the folks at Super Beats. Get them at 800-655-4183. Don't forget also about his products at ForbiddenDoctor.com, especially the Long Life Energy Enzymes. L-E-E sale is the code to use to take advantage of this last week or so of these enzymes being available as they are at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack, thank you as usual for your service. Thanks to Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. This is a production of Stefan Multimedia, the Good Day Health Hour, Good Day Health with Dr. Jack.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.